Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The coronavirus has brought lots of changes for nonprofits in the region. Some organizations are seeing an increased need for their services, while others are temporarily closing their doors. Many nonprofits have had to delay or modify major fundraising events in order to maintain the safety of volunteers and participants. SDPB's Jacqueline Severin has more on how nonprofits are adapting.
Every spring, thousands of people lace up their shoes and gather together for the Avera Race Against Cancer. This year, the event will still go on, but runners and walkers won't be flocking to the Avera Fitness Center.
It's tough. It's tough to walk into that building and know that there's not going to be 6,000 people gathering there in a few weeks.
Elijah Bondi is the event coordinator for the Avera McKinnon Foundation. Because of COVID-19, the foundation decided it needed to change one of its biggest fundraisers of the year.
We did a lot of research looking into what other people around the country were doing and saw that this virtual concept was, for the most part, successful all the way around the world. So we thought, okay, we can, you know, if we do enough research and we push this out hard enough, we can make this work.
May 9th is official race day. The foundation will use Facebook Live to kick things off for the day and social media to connect with those who signed up. And for participants, this year, the event is flexible.
You can do it the day after, you can do it the day before. Whatever works for those participating and works for your immediate family to spend a little time together while still practicing social distancing, that's kind of the new fun aspect of this, is a virtual race means you do it on your own time.
Unfortunately, not all nonprofits can make their fundraising events virtual. Reach Literacy is postponing its annual Brouhaha fundraiser. Paige Sarda is Reach's executive director. She says the fundraiser just isn't feasible as social distancing continues. They have another summer fundraiser planned that also may not happen. Sarda says the organization had to redo their entire budget for the year.
I mean, we slashed $50,000 off my budget, and it'll be tight. It'll be really tight.
Adult literacy is Reach's main mission. However, the nonprofit has shut down one-on-one tutoring and group classes for the safety of their volunteers and those they serve. Sarda says those classes just won't work virtually.
A lot of our population either don't have access to a computer or their skill sets are so low at this point that even, you know, you'd have to have somebody there with them, walking them through even the prompts or to get onto the computer.
Sarda says not being able to provide tutoring is disappointing, but this pause has given the organization time to pursue other projects. Reach supports itself with a used bookstore. Sarda says they've been able to take that effort online.
We started offering what we call isolation bundles, meaning we would put together 10 books for your kiddo for $5, or we would put 5 books together for you for $15 if you were an adult or young adult. And that was popular right away.
Sarda says they've been busy with that since it started a month ago. They will run books out to your car so you can continue to practice social distancing, and they will also ship books, which has allowed them to expand their reach outside of Sioux Falls and South Dakota. Besides fundraising, the pandemic has also created a challenge for organizations that rely heavily on volunteer help. Susie Reeks is with the Helpline Center, which, among many things, connects volunteers with nonprofits. She says many people want to help, but for now, they want to do it from the safety of their own home. Reeks says the Helpline Center website has dozens of projects that people can do on their own.
We have anything from, putting together hygiene kits to making a fun, like a little coloring kit to give to maybe some kiddos that are at the children's hospital or something that aren't able to get out.
Reek says the Helpline Center is also connecting people making face masks with groups that need them. However, she says the organizations that really need help right now distribute food to those in need.
A big majority of our volunteer base in our community are those people that are potentially over 65 or are told to stay home or that are self-quarantining themselves and sheltering in place.
We do need more volunteers than we had in the past because of the growth of the number of meals we're delivering.
Gerald Benninga is president and CEO of Active Generations. It offers programs for seniors, including Meals on Wheels.
Frankly, the individuals that did do the preparing and packing and delivering meals in the past were a lot of the older population that have been concerned about the coronavirus, and now instead of delivering themselves, they're in, on occasion being delivered too.
Benninga says because of this, the number of meals they deliver through the Meals on Wheels program has increased almost 40%.
We've had some people in either businesses that are touched by layoffs or whatever volunteer to help. We've had staff that we've furloughed come and help and deliver and help pack. So a combination of all those has helped us a lot, but we do need more than what we currently have.
It's not just volunteers Active Generations needs. Benninga says because of COVID-19, food delivery services have reduced the amount of deliveries they make from once a week to twice a month. This means the organization has to find somewhere to store food for a longer period of time before they use it. Benninga says right now they are making do as they can. He is thankful for the dedicated staff and volunteers who continue to serve at a time when the need is great. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacqueline Severin in Sioux Falls.